We're just there this afternoon, stopping forward.
Really?
So
live. We're live.
We are live.
What up, everybody?
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
I'm Brittany.
I'm Eric.
We're at Tonic CBD, a holistic CBD company, really focused on sublingual and topical blends for mind, body, and soul. Combined ingredients like ashwagandha, lemon balm, passion flower, black seed oil, MCT oil, got it right here. The OG blend, perfect for a more awakening, balancing, stress relief effect. Gonna drop it in everybody's nitros, cold brews over here.
Yes.
Get everybody feeling good for the podcast. About half a dropper in there. It's good for more awakening, mental clarity kind of effects. A little higher doses will usually give you a little bit more of a calming effect if you're really taking it for anxiety, pain relief. That's when you want to kind of up the dosage a little bit more, but this is perfect. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. This is actually the first time I'll take CBD, so.
Oh, you get to a live feed of your experience.
Mm-hmm. This is my third dropper today.
Nice. Loading it up.
So I'm pretty much going to do the whole episode on CBD, what it is, what it's good for. And there, you know, Brittany and Eric are going to talk about, you know, everything in detail. So pretty much any questions you guys have along the way, make sure you ask, because you're definitely not the only one wondering. I know a lot of people have been telling me, especially, that they're hearing everything about CBD, but they're so confused on what it is.
Definitely.
And I explain it really well, but you guys obviously know much more than I do because you guys make it. So, you know, any questions you have, whether it's now or you're watching on the replay or whatever, make sure that you ask it, because the more knowledge you get, the better use you're going to get out of CBD. I tell everyone all the time, whether you need it or not, I think everyone should be using CBD.
Yeah, 100%.
And just the benefits are just way too good to pass up. So, we're on, obviously, Facebook now, but remember, we're on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, we're on Google Play, and I think we're going to be soon on YouTube also.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Be up on YouTube.
So, a lot of platforms, so whatever one you're using, you can listen, you can watch, whatever. So, yeah.
And it's like you were saying, really, education in CBD is the biggest thing. It's, people need to know more about it. A lot of people think cannabis, they think THC, they think they're high, you know. It's so our CBD is made from industrial hemp.
That was the first time when I heard of CBD oil.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting, okay. I was like,
what's it going to do to me?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't
want
to feel it.
A lot of people, I don't want to get high. You know, if I'm driving, I don't want to.
No.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I don't, like, drink anymore. This is like a year and a half ago. So, like, I'm like, completely.
Yeah.
That's
so
actually a common question
we
get.
So, I was definitely a little, like, curious about it. How that affects the that area, and,
right?
You know, being like living like a sober life,
exactly.
And,
yeah,
and taking CBD oil and how that mixes in with it.
Yeah, it's really there's no psychoactive effects, so that's really a great part of it. It's not habit forming, which is another huge thing when you know you're living that kind of lifestyle. And obviously, you don't want to be exposed to something that could, you know, get you
hooked
on CBD.
Like,
you know, but it's not habit forming. Even today, I actually was just talking to my uncle, and he was taking, he got shoulder replacement surgery, and he started taking the drops and the roll-on for his pain, and he was amazed that, first of all, how much it helped him in his recovery, but also the fact that when he stopped taking it, he didn't feel withdrawals, he didn't feel like, oh shit, I need to start taking it again, you know, like, he felt like, I just still feel good, you know what I mean, like, it's, your body has an endocannabinoid system, you know, you have this vast communication network in your body that's designed to, you know, taking cannabinoids, you know, from the cannabis plant. There's some other plants that carry cannabinoids that, you know, really condition the system, and it's the main function of the system is balance. And like you said, everybody should be taking CBD. And 5 years from now, it's going to be like a daily vitamin, a multi vitamin that people take, because it's just, it creates such a balance in your body. The endocannabinoid system controls all these physiological processes like sleep, appetite, mood, anxiety, pain perception, you know, inflammation, immunity. So the CB2 receptors are the ones that are really activated by CBD. So there's CB1, CB2. CB1 is really more in your brain, more in your central nervous system. And that's, gets activated by THC. So that's what causes the psychoactive effects of THC. CBD binds to those CB2 receptors, which are more in the peripheral nervous system, throughout your immune system, your organs, things like that. And that's what really helps, maintain those kind of healing benefits, immunoregulating benefits and things like that. And also the cool thing about CBD is that it also works on these pathways in your body outside the endocannabinoid system. So it helps regulate neurotransmitters like serotonin. So it has the same kind of effects as an SSRI, like a Lexapro or Prozac or something.
Yes.
It has the same kind of effects, but in an all-natural way. It's
forcing
something into your body or kind of forcing your body to make more or less or something. It kind of just regulates the way that your body should work. Its main goal is homeostasis, right? The body's ideal state of balance.
Awesome. Yeah, I tell a lot of people too when they ask me about CBD, and like what they always say, well, what is it good for? This and that. And I tell them my thing, just so everyone else can hear it. I started taking it originally for pain. I have an old martial arts injury on my neck, and nothing worked. I'm talking like I got a new pillow, like I went like all, like I was trying everything.
Yeah.
And I was at a loss because I'm not taking Advil, I'm not taking any painkillers, whatever. Any anti-inflammatories, unless they're natural, like I take my curcumin and that. But anti-inflammatory and pain relief and better sleep, which is going to help with recovery. And so I started taking that, and I'm not even bullshitting. Like a week later, I was better.
Yeah.
This injury's been bothering me for years.
Yeah.
1 week later after that, I was better.
Wow.
And I was taking like a 500 milligram. This is like before I knew about you guys.
Yeah.
I was taking a different company, whatever. And now I'm like, I use the 800 or yeah, I'm using the 800 milligram bear. And same thing, I hurt my back.
Yeah.
A week later, I was good. You know, like the other day, I was at the store in Huntington. I had too much caffeine, like within a. I had anxiety.
Yeah.
Like genetically passed down.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So and I never took medicine for it. I watched my mom grow up on medicine. I saw how it fucked her up. Like,
yeah.
The medicine made it worse.
Right.
But I was always like very against it from watching that. So I was like, hell no. But anxiety can cripple you if you don't handle it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
So now, like, from eating the right way and using CBD every single day, it's been under control. I haven't had it in, I don't even know how long. But when I have too much caffeine in a short period of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Raciness.
Yeah. It shocks you down.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And everyone knows how much I love coffee. You guys know. Right, like I know it's a shock, but I had like 3 cups of coffee, like strong, like nitro coffee, within like a 4-hour window. I don't know why. I wasn't tired. I just was like cracked.
You just
like
shot
it.
Yeah. You just enjoyed the taste of it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I had literally, I was helping a customer at the store, and I had a full blown anxiety attack. Like I thought I was gonna die. Like anyone who's had an anxiety attack is really what it feels like.
Yeah.
Throat blows, his heart racing. You can't think straight, but you're thinking about 10,000 things at once.
I had literally a dropper of that. 20 minutes later, I was fine.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely, like, just a dropper under the tongue. Like literally 15, 20 minutes later, I was like,
yeah.
That's my biggest reason for using CBD is, like you said,
and that's most of our customers, like our best seller is definitely the chill one.
That's the first one I ever used.
Yeah.
Because of I wanted to for anxiety. I saw everything that you put in there.
So that the chill blend has ashwagandha, lemon balm, passion flower, as well as the CBD. So those herbs help calm the nervous system and really enhance the anxiety effects. But like I was saying, that's really our best seller. People, anxiety is such a prevalent thing now.
Oh,
and again, it's
everybody has it.
Lovely.
Some sort.
Right, and
overstimulation.
There's a lot of bullshit too going on in the world. You know, it's just negative shit that's forced into our lives all the time. So it's no wonder that everybody has anxiety. But luckily, there's been such a push for more natural alternatives to
people are becoming more aware.
That's
the thing. I think
they're starting to realize like how bad the synthetic shit is.
Exactly.
People for once, I feel like up until recently, in the past, people just didn't want to be educated about things. They took like a Lexapro commercial or whatever for like face value. And then they just drown out the 47 side effects.
And it's like
the commercial is like 45 seconds long, but it'll be an anxiety medicine. But one of the side effects is suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, why
am I taking this?
Yeah. And not only that, what the damage it'll do to your other organs.
Yeah.
You know, it'll destroy your liver, destroy your kidneys, and your body will just,
Your anxiety will be gone,
but you're going to live life as a robot, and every organ is just going to crumble from the inside out.
Yeah.
And
it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's like, yes, it fixes your anxiety,
but it's not possibly bad.
And then you're going to need all these medications for all those things that cause. So
it's
so,
absolutely. And especially nowadays, it's like with prescription medications, it's people get hooked on them.
It's a scary thing.
Yeah, and then they want, once they get off of it, they start feeling, they're like, I want more of it.
Exactly.
And then they go for a cheaper route, and they go for opiates.
And then you end up with
heroin. Then you
end
up with
heroin.
And it becomes the epidemic that we have nowadays. And it's extremely sad that, that turns into that whole, you know, that escalation.
And everybody's affected.
You know,
we all know somebody who's OD'd or, almost died or has passed away.
Yeah, and it's really, really sad. And it's just, if you find other avenues to deal with your
problems,
I think this is a awesome way to do, start experimenting, dealing with it.
Even a lot of get a lot of people who are like, you know, they have little kids to take care of, or you know, they have jobs to go to, and they're like, I've tried these medications and I'm a zombie. I can't take care of my kids when I'm on, you know, all these benzos and all these, you know, sedatives and stuff like that. And, you know, I've had people say that they're able to get off of those things by using tonic, by using something natural that kind of makes them just feel like themselves again. That's like how I like to describe tonic, is like you feel like yourself, but better. You know what I mean? Like, is it the best version of you? And those days where you just like kind of wake up and you're like on and you're like, yeah, like feeling good. But that's, you know, you got that feeling in the bottom of the tonic, basically.
Yeah. like you were saying, you know, it's a step even to talk about more than just anxiety, but as the, you know, pain, anti-inflammation and all that. I have for years, 15 years, I do heavy construction.
Okay.
I operate heavy machinery all day. I'm in backhoes, bobcats, I drive trucks with trailers, and, you know, it's dangerous equipment. So I couldn't, if I had pain or anything like that, like I couldn't really take anything because I didn't want it to mess my head up. I'm operating heavy machinery, same with the anti-anxiety meds. And, you know, then we discovered CBD a couple years ago, and, you know, before we started tonic, and we got into it, and then I found a safe avenue to help me with my anxiety, my pain. I mean, you know what it's like. You said you had a neck problem. I got my, you know, my sciatic nerve is gone. My neck, my biceps is so tight.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just, and it's the tonic that just helps me.
That's awesome.
It really does. It helps big time. Now, a big question I get, and kind of like a weird question, not a weird question, but it might be a little bit difficult to answer straightforward. People are worried about taking this and it showing up on a drug test.
Okay. So
I have my own thing about it.
Yeah,
that I've done, but you guys.
So there's a more straightforward answer to
it. Yes, very straightforward, actually.
The answer is, you will pass a drug test.
Zero THC, none whatsoever.
But caveat is, if you're going to use a company other than Tonic for your CBD, just make sure you check the certificate of analysis, because there are companies that use a full spectrum oil that does have a trace amount of THC in it.
Yeah.
We used to use an oil that had the trace amount still low enough that it's legal. That is
federal law says it has to be below 0.3% THC.
Right.
So that's what I was just going to say. A lot of the
right off the bat,
less than 0.03%.
Yeah, but that's trace amount. If you're taking it every day, it is enough that it could show up. Because of that issue, we have a lot of people that, you know, they're
NCAA athletes, doctors, police, people that get drug tested at work.
A lot of, you know, occupations require you to pass a drug test. It's just, you know, and those people are usually the people that need tonic, but also see how these people
exactly,
you know, so we wanted to find a way that's not going to compromise the quality of the product, because sometimes, like, the just pure isolate, you don't get what's called the entourage effect, right? So the entourage effect is pretty much like saying that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, right? So you get with the full spectrum oil, other cannabinoids, terpenes, which are like the aromatic therapeutic compounds of the plants, you know, like the same kind of things that are just down like essential oils, those, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, the vitamins and minerals, fatty acids that are in the plant, as well as, you know, CBG, CBN, like all these different cannabinoids that kind of work together synergistically to create a more well-rounded treatment. So when you take the isolate, so like our topicals use isolate, and that's, it's great for like the topical, you know, it doesn't enter your bloodstream, it's really just for that anti-inflammatory pain relief, that works great. But when you want a kind of more well-rounded treatment and more kind of comprehensive effect, the full spectrum is definitely better, you know, when you take the doses that enter your bloodstream, like I said, it's kind of more a systemic effect that you're looking for. So like I said, I didn't want to compromise the quality, but I wanted to find a way to eliminate that THC. So luckily we're able to work with this company in Colorado that has like a patented processing technique that still retains a lot of the terpene profiles, some cannabinoids, and all of the beneficial fatty acids and you know, plant compounds from the hemp, and but with zero THC. So now all of our products are zero THC, completely, you know, overhauled on and everything, completely converted.
And
so now it's safe for everybody.
And all of our products, when you purchase it, you see on the bottom there'll be a stamp with a number. We mix it. We do small batch.
Right.
So we label our batches, and then you can look at the number on the bottom of the box, go on our website, and see the actual certificate of analysis for the oil, that the CBD oil that is in.
So you can
not
only
product.
See the cannabinoid and terpene profile, but you know, you can see that it passes
the
test, or there's
no
pesticides, no heavy metals, no contaminants, no solvents, nothing like that.
Yes. You know, it's as much as we want to help people, we want to offer the absolute best, highest quality, or else there's no reason to get it. Yeah, I mean, it's that's the thing. There's a lot of CBD companies out there that you will never see their certificate of analysis. You will never know what is actually in it. If
I actually just heard, sorry to interrupt you, I just heard a story today. It's been crazy. They seized like a bunch of, you know, quote unquote CBD products. Well, Black Diamond, I think, was the brand. And it wasn't actually CBD, but like that synthetic weed that, you know, they made illegal, like something like, it was like something like that.
Wow.
This kid like overdosed.
It fucks people
up.
This kid like, you know, overdosed, and I'm not sure if he died or was like in a coma or something like that.
Wow.
And they traced it back to that.
Jesus,
went to this like
Christ.
Shop that was not a smoke shop that was selling it and confiscated all the stuff. And there was like shady guys that were running it, obviously. But that's like, right there, prime example of why that transparency matters so much,
absolutely.
You know, because it's such a buzzword right now, CBD, and there's a lot of hype around it.
A lot of,
so
people,
a lot of
people jumping on just to make dollar
signs, you
know? Make money, throwing a sub-superior product out there at a high price point, and you might not even be getting what you're buying.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
No.
And
for it to be taken seriously and not just as like, oh, this is just like for potheads, this is just like a stoner culture kind of thing, for it to really be taken seriously in the wellness marketplace, which is such like a, like we're saying, like people are want to be educated about this stuff now. People want the organic, natural, whatever.
Blowing up,
exactly.
Yeah,
like
everyone's trying to get
to really
your
make
your
it
lifestyle.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
but
to make it part of that, you need to prove that it's the real deal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not a scam. It's not some snake oil. If you're
gonna,
snake
oil is a perfect word. If you're gonna throw a product out there that is for wellness, it has to be of good natural ingredients.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
And that's why all of our ingredients have a purpose too.
Yeah.
You know, the black seed oil in there, that's like really like a sleeper hit in there. It's like not a lot of people are kind of turned on to the benefits of black seed oil yet, but I think pretty soon it's gonna start seeing it more and more. It's like an amazing anti-inflammatory immune booster. It's been proven to be more effective than any antibiotics and like these super bugs that are coming around.
But it's
around,
also
like,
in the cannabis family as well.
Well, it's a sativa.
It's
Angelica sativa. So it's really just like has like amazing benefits all around, and it also helps the bioavailability of the CBD in your system. So like Even the pure maple syrup that we use, locally sourced. We're actually going to be starting our own hemp farm, growing our own hemp.
Stay safe first.
Right down the street from where our houses are going to be farming, there's a maple farm. We're getting the pure maple syrup.
The operation is crazy.
That's awesome.
You see a nervous system of trees. All these maple trees
with these quarter inch blue.
You see like a maze all through the woods. And it's just
tubes.
It all goes into a bag.
That's awesome. It's all natural.
Locally sourced.
And again, New York, it's.
Yeah, the MCT oil, 100% coconut derived, organically sourced.
I noticed that when I was looking at you guys' website the other day.
And it's funny because now that I look at it, I don't really thought of this, but tonic is kind of a stepping stone of all the health stuff we started. Where we started with the MCT oil, and then we started with ashwagandha, and then we started with the flaxseed oil, the extracts, and everything, and then the CBD, and then we all just we figured out that it.
Well, everything works well together. Right, that's kind of the story of tonic. So I was a personal trainer, been a trainer for past 5-6 years, been in the health and wellness industry, and that's kind of, you know how it is. You always try the latest things and what works, what doesn't, and certain things stick with you. Certain things become a staple of your routine, and these things were all kind of things that I kept in my routine. So then once I tried CBD, and I was like, this stuff is fucking amazing. Let me combine it with these other really amazing things and see what happens. And that's how OG got his name. That's the original blend, because I started ashwagandha. I love ashwagandha. I was taking that for a while, taking it in my pre-workouts, Onnit Shroom Tech was in there, and I would take it by itself sometimes. I just love the effects. So when I started taking CBD, I was like, you know what, these are really similar effects, both very adaptogenic. Both, like I was saying before, the CBD, its main job is to create balance. The same goes for ashwagandha.
Okay.
Both really good for anxiety relief and everything like that. So I'm like, see what happens when you combine them. And amazing. So then it kind of just snowballed from there. When I started to add the other ingredients, started to kind of experiment with what works. I was going into Mission Nutrition all the time, getting those little tincture bottles that you guys sell, trying out those different herbs, see what works best with it. So it was definitely a lot of trial and error, a lot of research and stuff like
that. We had a couple blends that weren't so tasty.
Right. And then we got it down, and it kind of just grew from there.
And I love that too, because out of all the CBDs I've tried before I meet you guys and before we brought this up years to the product in, I've never seen anybody add anything in.
And
there's one company that adds MCT.
Yeah.
Literally just for absorption, but nothing. That's why I liked when I tried the chill. That's the first one.
Right.
You guys have all that stuff in there, the lemon balm.
Which I'm sure was in your normal routine anyway.
Exactly. So that's why I was happy when I saw you guys added all that stuff in, because like you said, everything goes so well with
and
the
it's a game changer. You can feel the difference between a regular just CBD tincture.
100%. When I was trying CBD from another company before I knew you guys, it was good. But when I tried, by the time I tried this, I had been using CBD for months already.
Yeah.
So I wasn't exactly brand new to the way it made me feel. And I tried it, and I was it fucking blew it out of my water. I was you know what I'm saying? That's why. It's not even a comparison.
My absolute favorite thing about CBD is that just on the daily, there's just more and more information, stories, clinical research, the effects that it has on, from thyroid issues to seizures to diabetes. It can actually help control help you produce the insulin naturally rather than.
That's why I love
it. It's not a cure all or anything, awesome. But it should definitely be.
Regulates that blood sugar levels more than I thought. It was something that I had read about, but I really never had blood sugar issues, diabetes or anything like that. Nobody. And I knew immediately, really was having those issues or using CBD for those issues at least. And there's one customer who came to me for more anxiety and pain, and she's a type 1 diabetic, and was like, to her surprise and to my surprise, her numbers were the best that they had been in years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's like, her doctor's going to believe her, and she's like, I'm going to keep taking it consistently for 3 months and prove to them that this
absolutely.
Is what's doing it, and they're blown away.
Yeah,
and it's like,
incredible.
And that's it was like almost like comical. It was in the beginning when we were doing this, people would be like, oh, does it help this? I'd be like,
well, no, let's find out.
Oh,
yeah.
No. And I would Google it. I'd find like 10 fucking research, 10 studies that, hell yeah, it does help that. It helps this. It helps it. You know, and like you're saying, just compared to other companies, like I didn't think that we would have a huge market in like legal states, like where you can get the 1-to-1 ratios and stuff like that. And you know, stuff that teaching in it, or you just go to a dispensary and have all these different options available to you.
Of course.
But I have a customer in Oregon that has irritable bowel disease, and she was using CBD to manage her symptoms and successfully and everything. But she wanted to try out tonic, and she was interested again in other ingredients. And she said that this blew it away. And she said that she's pretty sure it's from the black seed oil, because the black seed oil really helps to regulate that gut bacteria, which is huge for your overall health.
Yeah.
You know, that affects everything. And then another customer who's up in Canada, and you know, she said that she like works in a dispensary, like a medicinal dispensary, and she said this is better than any product that I've tried, any CBD product she's tried.
Yeah, 100%.
It's all those extra ingredients. It's all about that synergy.
Eileen, you said you went to a CBD bar. That sounds fucking cool.
Yeah.
I didn't touch it because I was scared, didn't know how it worked. Plus, it was in shakes. CBD shakes.
Interesting. I think you need to start
eating things. Some of them you've done. So, Eileen, if you have any questions, you said you were scared, you didn't know how it worked. If there are any questions that you have, you said you're going to try it. That's a great idea. But if there are any questions you have, shoot them down there in the comment so they can, so Brittany and Eric can answer them. Only in Colorado. Oh, the CBD bar. Okay. Do you guys ship out of state?
Yes.
What's the website? Because we have a lot of out of state viewers.
Tonicvibes.com.
TonicVibes.com. We're gonna put it in the in the comments
section,
and we're gonna put it after. We usually do. Marty and I usually throw a little recap type of thing the day after. So we're gonna put it up there. We're gonna put the actual link there. So that way, all you have to do is look at our status on Facebook or wherever we post it. Hit the link on Instagram. I'm gonna tag Tonic. Their website is in their Instagram bio. All you have to do is click that, and it brings you right to the site. So,
also, we're very keen on customer service.
Yep.
And we believe it is the most important thing overall.
Absolutely.
100%. And it's so hard to find good customer service today. So if they catch us on the replay, or if they listen to it at another time, you can email us at our website, and we will answer you 100%, guaranteed.
Yeah.
If you have questions and stuff like that, even after, if whatever question you have wasn't answered in this podcast episode for whatever reason, you know, like Eric said, just shoot them an email. Like they'll clear up any. I know there are a lot of concerns because it does come from the hemp plant, whatever.
Yes.
And people get confused on it, which is obviously rightfully so. If you don't know anything about it, what else are you supposed to think? But they can clear some stuff up for you, because, you know, like you said, you know, like we said before, if you are worried about if you have to take a drug test, you might be missing out on the amazing benefits of CBD because you think it'll show up in your drug test. But with Tonic, like we were talking before, they have the zero THC, so you can benefit from the CBD and questions like that.
And like,
you might be missing out on the benefits of it, but
there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Yeah, like you were saying before, education is key.
Yeah.
And as a CBD company, we fully believe that it's our responsibility to help educate as many people as we possibly can. And not even as much as like trying to push our product, just the education is key in anything you do. So and no question is too small. There's no such thing as a stupid question. We're here to help you guys out any which way we can. So
you guys have definitely answered a lot of my questions coming in already. So I mean,
I'd have to bring it up, as you brought up before, with like people who with your former addictions and people are straight edge. And,
yeah.
You know, we get a lot of questions about that.
Okay.
And I have a friend of mine who's straight edge as well, and you know, now that we're zero THC, she was a little concerned beforehand, but now it's
Yeah, it's the same thing with me too. Like going back to what Brittany said, like you know, a lot of people are like, oh, like what if it's just for like potheads? And like, I can tell you right now, I've smoked weed 4 times in my whole life. I hated every single minute of it. Granted, I was in high school and it was probably like oregano based or something. I would have known the fucking difference, but like, I'm not a fan of it. Like, I wish I liked it. I wish I liked it. I do, but. I just don't. I don't know why. Like, I just don't like it. I wish I did, but that's why CBD is awesome for me because I can get the benefits out of it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said you went to Division too. That's
definitely
oregano. It's definitely parsley and oregano laced with who the fuck is it? If it was Division, I don't even want to know what it was. But it's probably crap. No wonder I was all like tweeting
right,
out.
Yeah. That's also a good point. If there are any potheads listening, or anybody that like kind of likes to smoke weed but can lean more towards like that paranoia that comes with it sometimes,
yeah.
The CBD actually balances out those psychoactive effects of THC. So if you have some, and this is off the record, or only if you live in a legal state, but if you have some CBD before you take part in THC cannabis use, it'll actually kind of provide a more level, balanced high.
Yeah.
Because, again, like I was saying before, those different kinds of...
Some top
way.
There's no one here.
Yeah, so it balances
out.
It's like you're alone in the car. All right, so, Eileen, my daughter loves it. I just know nothing about it. I was scared of it making high. You get high enough walking down the street here. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Not for me. Not for me. You gotta be on the sidewalk.
What's happening?
I wanted to know if it helps with pain.
Absolutely.
Yes.
100%.
Actually, a new blog post up on the website today, kind of delving into CBD and pain relief a little bit more, guiding in the right direction of which blends would be best, and new product combo up on the site as well, which is our Bear 1000 blend and the Chronic Topical blend. So that's really, you can attack that pain from the inside out and the outside in from the,
Your blogs are on tonicvibes.com?
Yes.
And so that combo pack is $115 value for $95.
Right.
So it's a good
those
deal.
Those two together,
$95.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Shit.
Yep, so it's a very good deal.
Not to mention, just so you guys know, typically, from my experience being in the health and wellness industry, 1,000 milligrams CBD at this quality, any less than $125 is like unheard of.
Yes, absolutely.
So the fact that you guys have that for that,
yeah,
I'll be on your side.
It's true. It's
it's a sad day. I'm on my last drop.
That's a big thing. We have the price point of CBD. You know, it's hard because the raw material is expensive. It's not a cheap thing to make.
And,
but we wanted to keep. Obviously we need to make money the same business. So, but we wanted to make it accessible because so many people have never tried this before. So it's hard to have like an entry price point of $100 for something you never tried before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we want to make it accessible. And also there's a lot of people that can't afford $100 CBD,
right,
but aren't pain or have anxiety. I really need the help. But like I said, like we started this to help people, through and through, like I said, it's a business. You want to make money, but at the heart of it, we want to help. It helped me. Changed my life, and that's what made me want to share it with everybody else. Like I said, I'm a health coach, personal trainer. I know firsthand how many people are suffering from chronic pain, anxiety, stress, lack of sleep, all these things. I see it every single day. All my clients, everybody in the gym. Like, once I tried this and I felt the effects, I was like, I need to share this with the world. I need to get it out there.
That's why I post more tonic on my Instagram than I do it myself. I see how it helped me, and I want to do that. I want to help other people experience that and help educate them.
Also, if you're curious to try it and you don't know if you want to go and get the whole, the full 30 milliliter bottle, we do have we have a little OG and a little chill.
Yep.
So we have 15 milliliter bottles.
So it's half the size for less than half the price.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's
awesome.
A good way to
intro.
Yeah, it'll give you that's about a 2-week supply. And it'll give you a taste of it without breaking the bank. I mean, none of our products is going to break the bank.
No, I can tell you guys now, even if you don't have the extra money, which I always like to tell people,
companies.
Yeah, and I always like to tell people, like, It sounds weird, but like it makes sense if you really think about it. Like, say you buying, say $95 for the 1,000 milligram
and the tonic roll on,
right? Just for example, just for argument's sake. Yeah, nobody's gonna ever have an extra $95.
Right.
You're gonna spend that $95 on anything else.
Yeah,
I can go out to the bar on Friday night and spend shitload more than $95 and have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Or I could invest in my health and spend the $95 on something that will prevent me from walking around in pain and anxiety all day.
Yeah.
To me, that's worth every penny.
So,
I would never put a price on something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Exactly.
Let's see. I have severe stomach issues, real bad IBS, acid reflux. You said someone takes it for digestive issues. It will help.
Yes, they take the Bear 800. You can actually follow her Instagram as Notorious IBD. That's the customer I was talking about. And she actually, her Instagram page is dedicated to information, education on living with IBD. So she loved the product so much, she actually became an affiliate for it for us and everything like that. She promotes tonic as well. It's, again, like you said, when it helps you, you want to just spread that. You know what I mean? You want to spread
so
it.
Anyone
out.
Who knows me, like anyone watching who knows me, knows that I'm way too straightforward.
Yeah.
Like, I'll call people on their bullshit,
right?
I don't do it to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't have like
you speak the truth.
I don't have the dishonest.
Right.
I wasn't
yeah.
raised to be dishonest.
Yeah.
And the way I think of it is,
you're doing a disservice if you're dishonest.
Yes. Literally exact
yeah.
words that I use is
yeah.
disservice.
Yeah.
I don't help you at all. Anyone I talk to, I don't help you by lying.
No.
I don't sugarcoat things. If I think a product is shit,
I'm
probably
going to
be a little bit nicer about it just for the sake of that I would never bash anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm probably just going to tell you it's shit, or I'll be like, hey, try this instead.
Yeah.
There's a reason that I tell everyone to get tonic CBD.
You have to believe in
CBD.
What? Like, not even what you're, like, selling. That's a bad way to say it.
Yeah.
If you're going to put it in your own body, you have to believe in it.
Exactly. I would never tell someone to use something that I
wouldn't use yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, when people come in for, like, pre-workouts, am I going to sell them C4?
Yeah.
Fuck no, because it's garbage.
Right.
No, like, I'm going to sell them something like, you know, there's no fierce fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
awesome.
Natural. It's
right.
sweet. I use it.
Yeah.
And as soon as they hear that I use it, they know that I trust that company.
Right.
I'm not going to use C4. Never will I use C4 because I don't like that.
C4, man.
Try to
it was free, man, so I'm not going to say no.
Well, like those
free,
natural.
Free tub of C4, I'm not going to let it go to waste. All right? So it's blue razz. I take it for the gym.
Oh, here's fuel's on. What
it's
up, Nick?
Right.
That wasn't even planned.
Yeah,
I literally didn't see that.
Get the itches, and, you know, I'm like, all right, it's time to work out.
The itches are the best.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you my fierce fuel so you can try it.
Okay.
Because I have two tubs.
I'll try it.
So I'm obsessed with it.
I love
it. Tastes great too.
Just buy
it. I'll try the products.
Eileen, I want to try it. LOL. Eileen, tonicvibes.com. They ship out of state. Like they said, they have a package for $95 for both the topical roller and the 1,000 milligram. And then they have a couple other products you can check out. And they have the 15 milliliter bottles in case you want to try it before buying the 30 milliliter.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, go on their website. Highly suggest it. Then either buy the little one, buy the big one, whatever. But if you want to try it, this is the company to try. So go on their website, tonicvibes.com, and place that order.
And again, any questions, just check out the website, shoot us an email, because
we'd love
to hear the questions, to be honest.
Yeah, there's a contact form on the website that you can fill out, or you can find the email. It's Brittany@tonicvibes, if it's a more direct route. Just email me, and I'll get back to you.
Eileen, after the show, I'm gonna direct message you or private message you, whatever, the website link, so you just click it and it'll go right there.
And then you guys
easier
are
for you.
Based in Long Island.
Right here in Wantagh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Next door
so
neighbors.
It's even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why that's support a local business.
Too. Oh, actually, May 1st will be upstate, but
yeah
he was born,
that's gonna be sick. Yeah.
Born and bred on Long Island.
That's it. I mean, why not support another local business?
That's that's a key thing as well.
Yeah.
You have to support local businesses.
Yeah. Especially on Long Island. You know, it's tough.
I mean, it's kind of bittersweet,
right.
But like we're all addicted to Amazon. But unfortunately, Amazon's going to rule the world one day. But for as much as we can, we have to keep it local.
Yeah.
Especially with, like Nick Fierce, he's a local guy. And Mission Nutrition, I mean, it's...
Not to mention, like, you have to remember, too, a lot of people go on that to save money. Which is fine, like it's 2018, we're on Long Island, we're in New York, it's tough. But there are a lot of things for your health and just in life in general that you shouldn't cheap out on.
Exactly.
Like the way I see it is, like, if you're gonna cheap out on a on something, you're gonna get cheap like results.
Yes.
You cheap out on tattoos, you're gonna get a cheap.
I was
tattoo.
Just gonna say the same thing.
People
exactly.
tell me all
the
time. Like, oh, like, who do you go for? To my best friend loves my tattoos.
Yeah.
I've been friend, best friends since kid for 7 years.
By the way, the avocado tattoos are probably top five favorite.
And you know what's
funny?
Out of all the ones I have my legs, I have my thigh, I have everything. This one is everyone's favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this took like 2 seconds. I love it, but everyone asked me, "Oh, what does he charge?" And I want to be like, "Who cares?"
It's not on your mind the rest of your life. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
cheap
out. I feel like I drive my ass. I drive my ass all the way to Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Like I've been let. I was friends with this kid before he even started. Was allowed to tattoo his human skin. I used to let him practice on me as an apprentice.
I was that guy.
And I was like, nice. Tattoo my leg.
Right.
Get some practice. Nobody's gonna let no one else is gonna let him practice because that's a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's an apprentice. He's gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
If he fucks up. You can't like, you know.
You can't erase it.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Like him getting practice and progressing to be who he is today.
Yeah.
Means more. But now I can look back and I can be like, well, me letting him practice on me helped him. This kid is more talented. He's better than he should be at his stage in his career.
Yeah.
And for someone that talented, I want to tell people, who gives a shit what he charges?
Yeah.
If you're going to go to, you know, if you're going to try to save money on a tattoo and go to someone's, like, kitchen.
Yeah, going to, yeah.
Like, and you're going to get, like, a shitty tattoo.
Right.
Not to mention hepatitis.
you're going to get some nasty ass. It's probably going to get infected.
Yeah.
Have that on your body for the rest of your life.
Right.
If you're going to cheap out on CBD from the whatever company, first of all, like you said before, you don't know what they're doing, what they're putting in it.
Yeah.
And if you're just starting to use CBD, you would, even me, I've been using CBD and like I'd probably be able to tell a little bit, but like you don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like if you're gonna cheap out on something like that, you're gonna get a cheap product and it's just how it works. Same thing with products in the store. Like Mission Nutrition's prices are like, we're priced competitively with Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
So even our shelf prices are either the same or cheaper than Amazon.
Yeah,
and we give a lot of people discounts anyway because
right.
they don't remember our good customers. But even still, like if you're going for like, say like Fierce Fuel's $35.99 on the shelf, right? And you go for something like a little bit less, you cheap out on the pre-workout. But like, okay, now you cheap out on the pre-workout, you save $5-$10.
Yeah, but you're
getting
chemicals,
artificial sweeteners,
yeah.
You're getting
yeah.
dyes and colors
right.
and sweeteners
right.
and synthetic made caffeine. And like,
yeah.
It's a garbage
we
product.
Actually heard.
For what? You're saving, what, $10?
Yeah.
Spend the extra $10, get a
yeah.
quality product.
Yeah.
Same thing with this. You know, like people are like, oh, yes, CBD is expensive, but like they say, it's not cheap to make.
Yeah.
You
no.
can't spend the money to make it and then sell it for $30. Like, it's just not, it's...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be around for much.
And not for nothing, it's a business too.
Yeah,
so
business,
these guys are also trying to make money.
You know what? So
yeah.
you would not believe what goes into farming it.
I can imagine.
It's we're going to be experiencing it full hand. But
right.
And
you guys
yeah.
should come up when we have the farmable
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
awesome.
Hell yeah. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And like, you know, like you said, as far as like, you know, cheaping out and
life.
Stuff like that, knowing what's in it, up until a few years ago when hemp was able to be, you know, grown again in the U.S. under this farm bill, or you know, not much of it was being grown at first.
Yeah.
Once the farm bill just passed, we're importing all of our hemp from China, right? Europe and everything like that.
Full of pesticides.
And it's completely unregulated there. So China, you're getting hemp from China, you have no fucking idea what's in it. You know what I mean? And so the really cool thing about, you know, there is a lot that goes into hemp farming. And we had to get licensed by the state, the DEA, and everything like
it's
that.
Still, even though
no pesticides are able to be used. They're very
no
specific.
Chemicals, all organic.
So you know,
it's on the up and up.
You're
doing it the right way.
Yeah,
right.
So not only are you supporting domestic grown hemp, but you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at these certificates of analysis. Yeah, you know everything's being grown organically, non-GMO, you know, outdoor grows, things like that. So it's huge.
Besides, like, we are in the process of getting the license for the hemp and whatnot. We were able to meet a lot of people from, you know, all like Kentucky, Colorado, Oregon, places that have been growing. And when I tell you, there's some of the most passionate people I've ever met in my life, and everybody is on the same page. And it's a beautiful thing because it is kind of this community that grew because we have no choice. That's a bad way of saying it. We all have to work together to further the CBD and the hemp.
Yeah.
And it's this just beautiful community of people that we, you know, we go to these meetings, everybody exchange phone numbers. If we have a problem, we could call people, like, especially with the CBD oils and stuff like that. There's been such a rush for it. There's actually a limited quantity of CBD, and they're projecting that as of June, like last year's harvest from the 5 or 6 states that grow could be gone.
Wow.
So there's this huge push for hemp production in the country. And besides the CBD, which is, we all love, we've been talking about it for the last half hour, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of other uses for it. We all know hemp rope, fabric, paper, this and that, but it goes even beyond.
You make hemp houses,
yes.
Concrete,
yeah.
That gets mold resistant, flame resistant.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
not only that, and this is something that I really want to look into and do more research on, is non-caustic. I've been in construction for years, and cement is the new asbestos. Basically, like, asbestos was the problem 30 years ago, asbestosis and all that.
Yeah.
There's the chemicals that are in concrete are so bad for you. And, you know, being in the industry, you don't have masks on all the time. Even when you do have respirators on, it's not getting all of it out. So if they can, in Netherlands, they're really at the forefront of this. They've created a concrete that is actually self-healing. So if it gets a crack, it can actually, the water molecules, it's insane.
Yeah.
And it's non-caustic, like you can eat it. You can build a house out and
and have dinner at the same time. Just in case you
never go hungry.
No, it's
cool.
Unless
you're
chipping away at the house. Unfortunately,
but it grows back.
It's going to be a while. It's not that it regenerates. It's like small fracks. Small fracks and stuff like that. It can actually.
That's
like,
amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I never even heard of that. That's awesome.
But unfortunately, it's like everything else, why hemp is criminalized in the first place.
Right.
It's going to put a lot of big companies that are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're going to do everything they can to fight it.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
And that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole
that's for another podcast.
Yeah, that could take up a whole other hour.
I could talk about the criminalization of hemp and everything for hours, but it's a fascinating story. Like, so we'll
even for someone who's not a fan of smoking, I still think it's not.
I'm a firm believer that
if alcohol's legal.
That should be the argument right there.
And like
exactly.
You said,
exactly.
When
he gets violent
after
they smoke,
the worst comes to worst, you eat a cheeseburger and fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah. So you get fat.
Right.
But
and then you go keto.
I say this a lot, and I tend to speak like, and I exaggerate a lot of extremes. It's just my personality. I'm loud. But I believe that the cannabis plant, when I say cannabis, I don't only mean marijuana as well as the, I mean the hemp plant as well. It's all in the same family.
Yeah.
I look at it as truly the holy grail of it's there's like a symbiotic relationship between this plant and our physical, not only us, all animals are.
And all mammals have an endocannabinoid
system. So the fact that there's a part of your body specifically designed to coexist with this plant, whether you're eating it or like, you know, ingesting it in lotions, balms, it's good for your hair, it's good for everything.
Well, I guess I'll actually, now that you bring that up, how does it affect like your skin condition stuff? I mean, I guess bad dry skin, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
for one,
and I've been trying to like fucking find something that actually like works good for me, and I've been like between coconut oil and this and that.
Yeah.
And it's like I can't find something that's just like, can it just fucking help me just once? You know, like,
do I have to
use an entire fucking tub of
bullshit?
Whatever.
But like our topicals, it's like a roll-on thing. So like for widespread dryness, like probably wouldn't be the most efficient thing.
Right.
But like there are definitely other like lotions and stuff out there. CBD, it's healing. So especially for that, those kinds of things, you want to look for something that uses a full spectrum, or, you know, like a coconut oil kind of base, or just because that'll provide the most healing effects, a lot of those fatty acids, that vitamin E, you know, things like that. But like, he uses the Warrior Tonic for
razor burn.
Okay.
I am very sensitive.
Yeah, same here.
Not on my face, but on my neck.
Yeah, on my neck. Is,
and I rarely, myself, rarely shave with a razor. I always buzz it because I get the red bumps all over
absolutely.
The place.
Same here.
When I go to the barber, he'll, you know, he lines me up, he cleans me up.
Right.
A little one. Not
yeah,
me
I,
today, sorry about that.
You fucking messed
but up. I had some neck pain one day. I just got back from the barbershop and I had neck pain. I was rubbing the tonic on and then I was like, what the fuck, let me do the shot. And I just started rubbing it on my neck and then sure enough, I had like 10 minutes later, my razor burn was gone.
That's awesome.
That's the anti-inflammatory effects of it, right?
Full
there. So, yeah, and like also, there's been a lot of people that say like they have sensitive skin or, you know, are very prone to like breakouts, like rashes kind of thing, or even like they have like a kind of weird rash or like, you know, breakout they can't really figure out how to get rid of, that use the Warrior or chronic topical for, you know, something else, and all of a sudden they're like, it also cured my rash, or it also, you know, it didn't make me break out, it didn't make me, you know, have sensitive skin, it didn't cause any reactions or anything. And that's the MCTO. So the topicals, very straightforward ingredients. It's the pure CBD isolate, MCT oil, again, coconut derived, and essential oils, 100% therapeutic grade organic.
Yes.
And
really
the MCT oil, it's better than regular coconut oil as far as like if you're prone to like breakouts or something like that, because it's so much lighter, it doesn't clog up the pores. So that's why it's a little bit more beneficial if you're prone to things like that.
A friend of mine has like eczema on her hands.
Okay.
Only on her hands. And she uses the eczema on her hands is not fun. I get it once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's super itchy and then it gets dry and it flakes and it's not,
it's
and it just
worst.
Gets worse.
Right.
And she uses the roll-ons on her
eczema.
It helps
a lot.
It helps, yeah.
That's amazing.
Speaking of which, I got it going on right now. I should.
Need some?
All right, let's see.
So we got any questions?
Cool, yeah. So I mean, we got like 10 minutes left. So anyone who has questions, shoot them out. I just will do a little Q&A. If you have questions after you're watching another replay, listening to another replay, you can always email. We'll put the email in the comment section. You can shoot us a message and we can connect you to Brittany and Eric, whatever way you want to go. But make sure you get educated on this stuff because, like I said, a lot of people I know are missing out on the benefits of this because they're not educated enough on it.
Definitely.
I wasn't. I mean, 100%. This is like a whole new, I feel like so much more knowledgeable now.
I read as much as I could coming in, and I was like,
I'm still going to have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And then all been answered. I'm like, I feel so much more educated now about the effects, everything that's good about it, it's an amazing product.
If you ever want to go down an educational rabbit hole, just start researching CBD, and it is phenomenal, the amount of, and it's not just like hearsay and reviews, it's like actual hard evidence, clinical studies, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It is
incredible.
If it's not a daily supplement that is used by everybody, the world's missing out. And I don't mean that just like our product, like, oh, buy tonic, just CBD in general.
But you should buy tonic.
Please.
And we're gonna
not saying not to, you know?
But you should. Okay. And thank you to Brittany and Eric for bringing Rise Nitros tonight.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
That was
thank
delicious.
You.
Juice press
and
know what
they're
doing.
And again, if you feel it shaky from it, just drop a little bit.
I like the combo of the CBD and the coffee. They didn't feel that.
We were in LA 2 weeks ago for it was kind of like a cannabis
tea party. Yeah.
And it was different CBD companies and cannabis companies that got together, and there was it was Pop Sugar and a couple other websites were there, and it was like an educational tea party because there's regular guests that come through, and it's like a way for us to showcase our product and other companies to showcase our product. And we actually found a lot of people were dropping it straight into their tea and using it to sweeten the tea Well, you do have and rather than dumping sugar in there, which
it's a healthier way,
absolutely,
that's awesome.
Enjoy the benefits at the same time, man. This one woman was just straight up drinking it though. She loved
she couldn't stop.
Just rip off the sugar. She's like, just getting shots.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds like a party.
For sure.
All right, so if nobody has any questions, I guess we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for your tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, as always.
I hope to hear from you. Like, again, any questions, please don't be afraid to email us. We would honestly love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're gonna put all the information that you guys need to get in touch with them or order from their website. We're gonna put tonight in the comment section and tomorrow on our little recap post. And thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys tune in next Monday. It's a surprise episode.
Yeah,
we're not going to
tell
you
what's going on.
We're not going to tell you.
So you just got to tune in.
Hold on.
Oh, wait.
You got a question?
Yep.
Eileen, no such thing as a stupid question.
Yeah.
Can you get it not sweet? I mean,
unsweetened.
It's not really sweet.
It's not
to the point where you're going to be like, wow,
it's not unpalatable.
I'll tell you exactly how much sweetness is in there. There's 5 milliliters of pure maple syrup in that entire 30-milliliter bottle. So it's a very negligible amount, but just enough to kind of get rid of that very earthy taste and like kind of bitter taste of CBD oil and the herbs and stuff like that. It's very earthy is a nice way to put it. You know what I mean? So
tastes like wood chips and leaves.
Yeah. So the maple syrup kind of balances that. It's just enough.
It's not like they're putting like sugar into there.
Never.
So it's not sweet to the point where
anyone
who knows me knows that I don't eat sugar.
Yeah. And the pure maple syrup,
it's not sweet.
It's very low glycemic.
Low glycemic.
The lowest glycemic.
It's actually lower than honey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
There's a lot of thought behind all this.
This is my brain has exploded with knowledge.
More than just a hat rack, my friend.
Yes. This is the knowledge
good question
dropped tonight.
Right.
Not a stupid question, good question.
No.
Yeah, so it's not, I don't like sweet. When I'm a black coffee drinker, no sugar, enough. I don't like sweet, and it is not sweet to me. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not sweets like you're having like a cookie or something.
Yeah,
like, this is straight up, this is CBD oil.
Palatable.
It's just to make it a little bit more tolerable. That's all it is. So don't worry about it. If you're not a sweets person like we are, we're not. Don't worry about it. You can still, it'll be good to go.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank
you
guys.
Appreciate it.
Tune in next Monday. Share this video. Throw some likes there. Give us some ratings and stuff on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Oh, and give us a follow at TonicCBD.
At Tonic_CBD.
Yeah, we'll put that in the comment section too. Follow their Instagram. They post a lot of cool stuff. They post all their products. And their website is on there also.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone.
Where's it up?